Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, we brought you information as it occurred in London, as Julian Assange was essentially thrown out of the embassy of Ecuador, where he'd been holed up seeking asylum for the last 7 years. And then he was arrested. The question this morning is, will he be extradited to the U.S.? And if so, what's he going to be charged with? Dr. David Walaloo is with us. He's the founder and CEO of Global Perspective Consulting. And I'm really happy to have you here. What do you think the chances are that the Brits allow Assange to be extradited to the U.S.?
Well, sir, it's good to be with you, John.
Yes, sir.
The extradition is going to happen because there is a treaty between the United States and the United Kingdom regarding the extradition of individuals that the United States pursued legally in case they break U.S. laws. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Assange falls under that category.
And what laws do we think that he broke, or is the assertion that he broke?
Well, there is one main one. It has to do with the hacking of a government computer to steal classified information. That is a major offense, and that's usually what the prosecutors, the U.S. prosecutors, is going to try to indict him on.
So do we think he did that, or did he just republish information that someone else hacked?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, John, because his lawyer is going to be arguing from that. All he was doing, based on what his lawyer is going to argue, that he was doing his journalistic duties. All he did was he reached out to a source. It's almost like what the New York Times does or what the Washington Post does. Mm. However, we can't compare that to the Washington Post or the New York Times, because the New York Times and the Washington Post usually will reach out to the intelligence community to discuss whether the release of that particular information will harm individuals or not. In the case of Mr. Assange, he went ahead and dumped all that information out, knowing that there is the possibility of putting American lives in danger. And that's exactly what happened, and that's what the U.S. prosecutor is going to try to go after.
And this is related to the documents that Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, gave to him. Is that our understanding? Is that where this set of charges comes from?
That is correct, John. This one has to do with the November 10th, 2010, the dump of the information pertaining to the military, the U.S. Wars Board in Iraq and Afghanistan. The other aspects to it, which was done by Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning back then, it has to do with the release of the cables. Those are very sensitive information that Mr. Assange just took it upon himself and just dumped it. I mean, look, I am with you when it comes down to transparency, but there is a fine line you cannot cross, because certain information, our national security depends on the protection of certain information, including methods and sources and so forth.
Well, no, I agree with you. I think the problem we've got here is that then President Obama has given Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning, whatever this person wants to call themselves today, has given them a get-out-of-jail card based on their bad behavior, which was the root problem, I think, if what we've heard is true. So how do other nations view Julian Assange? Do they see him as a folk hero, or do they see him as one of the bad actors out there who's causing all sorts of trouble?
Well, there are those who will be in favor, there are those who will be against. Well, of course, any nations that will want to harm the United States,
they love it.
They will be thinking in terms of why he's a hero. But let's try this. Let him release some information about them and see how they're going to react to it. He probably will go after him quickly. And so for us, the idea of Mr. Assange taking advantage of how our liberties and democracy operates in the sense of, yes, we are a free nation, we're transparent, but you cannot just be doing as you wish willy-nilly by releasing, as I said, a very sensitive information that can be detrimental to our national security.
Yeah, and let's be very candid. Some of those nations wouldn't even bother to extradite him. He would be walking down the street and might not make
You're
it home
right.
one night. So that's the reality
right.
of the ugly
right,
world. Yeah, Dr. David Walaloo, the CEO of Global Perspectives Consulting. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Anytime, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.